The UN said today that more than 321,000 Somalis have fled fighting in the capital Mogadishu since February, representing almost a third of the city's population. Sporadic shelling and gunfire shook the capital today, killing 30 people and wounding scores more, a day after a suicide bomb and other blasts killed 21 people. Islamists and Hawiyi clan insurgents are battling government forces, Ethiopian soldiers and African Union peacekeepers. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says Somalia faces a humanitarian disaster unless the fighting abates and more aid is allowed into the city. Earlier, I spoke to UNHCR spokeswoman Catherine Weeble about the plight of some of those fleeing Mogadishu.
Many of these people are very destitute. Many of them, when they have no family or when they have no members of their clan in these regions around Mogadishu, and of course they are exposed to the scorching sun during the day, they are exposed to the very cold nights, and since a few days they are being exposed to the rains because the rainy season is beginning in Somalia. And of course they are very engaged, since that they want to go back to Mogadishu even if they know it's very dangerous because they are very afraid that their children might be very sick because of the rain during the night.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the restrictions you're facing in getting aid into Mogadishu and the potential impact should these restrictions continue?
Well, of course, if nothing is done, the situation is going to become catastrophic. But right now, because the airport is very insecure, because the planes that we send are being shot at, we cannot access directly, and the airports which are close to Mogadishu are not open so far. So it's extremely difficult, and of course the civilians are paying a very high toll.